Welcome to another edition of Hooray for Coaches. My name is Bob Perreault, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Paul Vaillancourt, who is a golf pro, a golf coach, if you will. Thanks for doing this today, sir.
Oh, I'm happy to be here, Bob.
Let's talk a little bit. How did you get into teaching when it comes to golf?
Well, as a kid, I was quite infatuated with the game from the age of 11 and on, and it was always my goal to become a golf professional, whether it was going to be a playing professional or a teaching professional. And my talents weren't that good enough to make it to the PGA Tour, so I went the other route. I went the teaching route.
And I know that you've taught people young and old over the course of your career. There's always something fun about seeing somebody young get into the game, isn't there?
Yeah. I mean, that's been my call, more or less, is educating the young golfers. I started it in 87 at Lombard Glen, moved it over to Smith Falls when I went there, and then back again at Lombard Glen now. I continue that. It's great to see. I mean, in the last couple of years, it's been fun to see the parents bringing out their kids that were kids back in the 80s, you know, at my camps. So it's just a rolling thing. It just touches the heartstrings when you see the kids that you taught 30 years ago bringing their kids out for the same thing.
Absolutely. And anyone who can sort of sit here and do the math would then ask you the question. There's a certain famous Canadian golfer who's done pretty well for herself, who's from this region. Did you have the opportunity to have as a student Brooke and Brittany Henderson?
I can't lie. I mean, Brittany was the first one to come around, and she was about the same age as my two boys, babysat by the same babysitter, which was their aunt, her aunt, Brittany's aunt. So the three of them kind of hooked up and started playing golf together, played a lot of golf together as kids. And then, you know, Brooke came along 6 years later. I mean, we were pretty close family-wise. I refereed with Dave a lot over the winter months, over the years. So, yeah, I had the pleasure of watching her grow and, you know, seeing that spark right from the get-go. Probably one that I said, this one's going to make it. Brittany was there too. And, they're two of very many that have went on to make golf their career from this area. We're a hotbed of golf talent, but I mean, you know, obviously Brooke is the shining light that has come out of here.
Absolutely. And you see, it must be fun to see that kind of talent emerge, but equally as fun to see these kids just embracing the game and having fun. The ones who aren't going to become pros and all that, and they're just out there, they're having a good time. That must be pretty special to see.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of history from golf with me. It's nice to see the kids that you had when they were just kids that are now taking it up as adults and playing a lot of golf. And, you know, they remember the courses, they remember the junior clinic, they remember the camps, they, you know, remind me of stuff that I've forgotten about. Yeah, it's special. It's, you know, and then some of the kids that have gone on to become professionals themselves, I mean, there's got to be a list of 14 just from Smith Falls. You know, I have a cute little story about one particular individual, because they all kind of went towards the Humber College Professional Golf Management Program, and one of the head coaches there asked one of the young men that was there years ago, he says, you know, he said, Pat, what is it about Smith Falls? He says, you guys come here to Humber College and everybody that comes from Smith Falls makes the golf team. Why is that? And, you know, Pat kind of him and hawed, and I said, well, what'd you tell him? He said, well, I just told him there was really nothing to do in Smith Falls other than golf. And I kind of looked at him and shook my head. I said, Pat, you know, do you forget about all the camps and the junior clinics and how we guided you through your learning experience of golf? Oh, yeah, I kind of forgot to tell him that. Anyways, lots of stories like that.
Yeah, one of many, I am sure. Just in closing here, what's it been like to see? I know it's always been a good, kind of a hotbed of golf around here, mm-hmm. but with you know, Brooke's success and more young people making the game seem a little bit more exciting, a little more accessible as well. What's it been like to see the growth of golf in this area over the past, well, couple decades?
Well, it's great. You know, I mean, there was a little downturn for a little while, but it was starting to grow a little bit at COVID, and then COVID just kind of exploded it, which is great. Now we just need to keep them interested in and going, and it's the kids' things that are going on with golf right now. There's so many little tours and all that stuff for all levels that they get involved with. And you know, we've got a couple of really young kids at our place right now that are playing under 8 and under 10 categories in this little Play Junior Golf Tour. And you know, they win a couple of events, and that just gets them fired up, you know. Okay, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to, you know, start working at this game. So that's fun. It's fun, and it's fun to be a part of it, you know. So
absolutely. Well, Paul, thank you so much for taking the time today to speak with me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it was my pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you on the golf course someday.
Oh, boy, you don't want that. Thanks so much. This has been another edition of Hooray for Coaches on this special day on Lake 88 and here on LanarkLeadsToday.ca. I'm Bob Perreault.